This is the Dr. Chris Lib Podcast. Welcome to a special series called Bone Saws, Bring It Back. The class name for the University of Alberta Medical Class of 2013 is the Bone Saws, and we will have a 10-year class reunion in November 2023. As many people are planning to attend, I'm recording short interviews to help us all catch up. This episode's featured guest is Dr. Kayla Gilbert. She completed her rural family medicine training in Red Deer through the U of A. Currently, she works in Pinoca and Maswiches doing full-scope family medicine with emergency medicine and low-risk obstetrics. Kayla is also the co-site director of the Red Deer Family Medicine Program. She lives in Pinoca with her family. All right, welcome to another episode of Bone Saws, Bring It Back. And today we've got Dr. Kayla Gilbert. How's it going, Kayla?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing great. All right, so give us a summary of where your career path has taken you in these last 10 or so years.
Sure, yeah. So I definitely still feel like a bone saw, even though I graduated a year after the rest of y'all. I had a maternity leave in the middle there. So after graduation, I did the Rural Alberta North program out of Red Deer for rural family medicine. And then I jumped right into my career, right to the place where I still work. So no locuming, no extra stuff, just pick up straight to rural family medicine, where I do all the things. So I catch babies, I do emergency medicine, I do inpatient medicine, long-term care. I have a couple special interests like breastfeeding and medical Botox. Yeah, and so that's what I'm doing now.
Cool. Well, rural docs, I think, get all the respect for the breadth of what they do. And so as we head to the next question, from your vantage point and your specialty, what would you say is the state of medicine / healthcare?
So I work in a community that's very heavily Indigenous. So I also serve Maswiches. I work in a clinic there a couple times a month as well. And so from where I'm standing, we're in trouble. Indigenous medicine shows us that we have huge inequity in our healthcare. Right now, First Nations men are going to die 18 years sooner than non-First Nations men in our province. And that is incredible. It's huge gaps of care. And so for me, it just looks like we have so much work to do in primary care and really in all aspects of medicine to take care of our most vulnerable people better. And so that's the number one thing I see. And generally in rural medicine, we're also strapped for people, right? So my community lost 5 doctors over the last 5 years. And that really has put a strain on our ability to keep our emergency room open, our ability to manage even clinic work. There's 10,000 unattached patients in my EMR, which is insane. We're working hard to recruit, but you know, it's impossible at this point. Yeah, so we're in trouble and there's so many gaps and so much that we need to be doing better. And I don't know what the answers are, but I know, you know, number one is acknowledging the problem. And so we got to work there.
Right. And so amidst all of the strain that you are feeling, sounds like you're still trying to have special interest in things that keep things exciting for you. So why don't you tell us what excites you the most in your area of medicine?
Yeah, I suppose I forgot to mention that I'm also the site director for the rural residency program out of Red Deer. And I think that's the most exciting thing about my job right now is teaching. I took that job because I want to influence the young generation to change the way they view primary care and the way they view Indigenous care, so I could help teach up-and-coming family doctors where we're at now and what we need to do to take care of people better.
To build on that question, what would you say is the thing you've been most intentional about, and or what are you the most proud of so far in that role?
Yeah, so I think the biggest thing is that we've been working through the Department of Family Medicine on, we're calling it the Indigenous Working Group right now, but we're going to produce a report talking about all the ways in which the Department of Family Medicine at the U of A can improve their care for Indigenous people. And that's also for Indigenous docs, right? How are we going to get more Indigenous doctors into family medicine? How are we going to get more people out into communities that are in the biggest need? And so, yeah, we're just looking at ways to indigenize family medicine at the University of Alberta. And so I'm pretty proud of that.
Cool. All right, so shifting gears here, we started med school together. And so just looking back, just collectively, what's your favorite memory from medical school?
Yeah, so I was thinking about this lots, and I, again, was looking at some pictures, and I saw this picture of us all like line dancing at one of those formal events. I don't even remember what the formal event was called. It was like one of those awards things.
Was it just Med Formal?
Yeah, I think that's what it was. It was Med Formal. All these bone saws doing line dances together. So that was one of my favorite memories, is going to those Med Formals.
Wow. I think there's a lot of participation in our class, so I'm not even surprised that that's something that we did. Okay, and then just going to the last question here, what would you tell your younger med school version of yourself?
So I was listening to some of our friends and colleagues answer this question, and you know, I have a similar thing to many of them, which is learning to say no, not rushing into all of this leadership work and advocacy work, taking my time a little more would have been better. But you know, it's just when it's your passion and you care deeply about these issues, sometimes then you get overworked. So finding a way to say no and balancing those advocacy works with the clinical work a little better.
Well, Kayla, I think that understanding, of course, it'd be nice to say no to some of the things and allow the spacing to be a little bit more accommodating to our work life and our personal life. But just hearing how things are unfolding for you, I'm so happy for you in the way that you're trying to make an impression for the next generation, not only the next generation of physicians, but also for the communities that you are a part of right now. It takes a type of person who will look towards all of that and to want to be there and to choose to stay and not to put undue pressure, but it's just to commend you for serving the communities that you do, because it's a big deal and the world needs more of that. And so thank you so much for coming on the podcast today and sharing your story. And we still consider you a bone saw. So thanks for participating, and we'll look forward to catching up again down the road.
Awesome. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.